And the month of October is designated as Prescription Drug Abuse Awareness Month, and to help us to get aware of it and understand that what's happening related to the opioid epidemic and also the coronavirus, how these are converging and issues that are taking place. We've got with us Tim Fenske and also Al Carter joining us. Gentlemen, just before I go, are you guys both pharmacists or what's your...
Yes, we are.
All right.
Pharmacists. So,
and we're here to, really because the... The Board of Pharmacy, National Board of Pharmacy, has information to help us out this morning. We've talked in the past, I guess, with the opioid epidemic, but tell me a little bit how layered with this pandemic, coronavirus, has really increased maybe overdoses or addiction or people turning to opioids at this time?
Yeah, so as the coronavirus hit us earlier in the year, we saw an increase of overdoses due to social distancing, which equals social isolation. And then economic hardships with people either losing their jobs or having decrease in pay. So when you don't have that support system, you see an increase. And in March of this year, we saw an 18% increase in overdoses, and only 2 months later went to 42% compared to the same time last year.
I suppose people have been home for quite a bit. They might start exploring their medicine cabinet and find things that maybe they shouldn't be involved with.
That is correct. I mean, if you've got nothing to do, your mind starts to wander and you start playing around, which is a dangerous thing to do.
Talk a little bit about getting rid of some of that medication. And, I mean, what are we looking to remove and what's the best process for that?
Sure. So on our NABP's website, safe.pharmacy, we have listed there about 8,000 locations that include pharmacies, police stations, hospitals, where you can go to dispose of your unused and expired medications. And we update that website on a regular basis. If you're not close to one of those locations, you can also dispose of it in your normal trash by mixing it with coffee grinds or with cat litter, or if you're in my house, a dirty diaper, and throwing it in a container and then throwing it in your normal trash.
I had seen somewhere they might even have some sort of a pouch or something that somebody has come up with. Maybe that was just a gimmick idea or whatever.
Oh, you're right. There are a couple of creative, inventive ideas out there where you put it in a pouch and it basically dissolves it into like this gooey mess. And you can throw that away in your normal trash, or it's in like a little plastic container or what have you, and then just throw that in your normal trash. I think there are a couple companies out there that have some of those products.
We talk about the opioid epidemic. How does that relate to what we find in our medicine cabinet? What are we specifically talking about, or does it really matter that way?
Well, if you're talking about the opioid epidemic, you're talking about medications that are left over from minor surgeries or even major surgeries. You're talking about hydrocodone and oxycodone. And these are things that should be, you know, if you don't need them, you should really be getting rid of them. They shouldn't be hanging around. I mean, and if you don't even want to be throwing them really away in the trash without doing one of the deterrents of that gooey mess that Al was talking about. Otherwise, you really just want to make sure that you keep them out of the trash due to the fact that pets, kids get into the trash, people who are seeking meds get into the trash. You know, we've seen 60,000 emergency cases in the emergency rooms of kids under the age of five because of medications.
A lot of the times right now in the news, the opioid epidemic has taken a back seat because of all the other health issues that are going on. But as we've talked, it kind of is still sort of just bubbling under the surface. So nothing's really been resolved, or it hasn't kind of, you know, plateaued at all, I think.
Well, it's actually, like I said earlier, it is getting a little bit worse with the overdoses that we're seeing. We've been making great strides in ensuring that people have access to naloxone to reverse those overdoses. But there's still a lot more to do. I mean, it's very hard not to have a psychosocial support system when you have to basically isolate yourself away from everybody.
What about the use of the role of the pharmacist in helping either maybe dispense less pills, but also letting people understand the importance of disposing of them, that sort of thing?
Right. So the pharmacist is always there. They're one of the most accessible healthcare providers out there. If you have questions, you should go down and ask them. You should ask them about, if I'm getting this opioid, should I have naloxone around the house, just in case I take the medication and I overdose because I'm naive to the medication. Someone could actually administer it to me and revive me. Or someone who does have an opioid use disorder, have naloxone around in order to save their lives. The other thing you can do is basically ensure that if you do have an issue, talk to the pharmacist about getting treatment.
Sounds good. Where can we get more information about this so we can also find maybe a drop-off location or as well just to understand the importance of all this?
Sure. As mentioned, you can go to safe.pharmacy. It'll list out all the different drop-off locations that are permanent drop-off locations. And then also, it will talk about the National Take-Back Day that's being sponsored by the DEA that's coming up on October 24th. And that will have more temporary locations for that one day where you can go and drop off your unused and expired medications.
Yeah, it's a time for people to do. They sort through a lot of stuff. They might as well sort through the medicine cabinet and find out those things that they are no longer useful and get them out of the house so they don't get into the wrong hands. Tim, Al, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.